The November 2024 Communique, a seven sister, one holy hour, one priest, each week, one heart of prayer. The painting is by artist Lodovico Carracci, An Angel Frees a Soul from Purgatory. The title of the Communique, Eternal Rest Grant Unto Them, O Lord. Greetings to dear sisters in Christ. In November, nature seems to turn down the lights and tuck its edges in to get ready for that long winter's nap assuredly ahead. Embracing the rich liturgical days in November, we Catholics have too much on our minds and hearts to even think of sleep. We burst into the month through the open door to All Saints' Day, then the very next day and through the rest of the month, prayerfully remembering in earnest hope all who have gone to their eternal rest. Our liturgies then pointedly reflect on the last things to help us prepare for our own eternity. Mother Church finally takes us all the way to the peace and joy of celebrating Christ is King this year, November 24th. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. St. Teresa of Calcutta reminds, today, if we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other, that man, that woman, that child is my brother or my sister. This all-encompassing family is the priority of Christ. The Church reminds that our brothers and sisters reside in the Church triumphant, heaven, Church militant, earth, and Church suffering, purgatory. Seven sisters and fasting brothers look to our heavenly family as witnesses of love and our ever-ready help. Our weekly sacrifices of prayers and fasting impact our priestly brothers on earth. In this month, dedicated to the holy souls of purgatory, how fitting that the apostolate will express remembrance and love for those in purgatory through intentional prayer for them. Aligning our efforts with the dogma of the Church that purgatory exists, November 1st, 2024, marks the launch of Pro Pace, Latin for peace, a fruit of the apostolate dedicated to offering prayers and sacrifices for the release of the souls of priests from purgatory. Groups of at least seven women, including an anchoress, will band together. Each chooses one distinct day of the week. The commitment for each will be to attend Holy Mass on that chosen day every week and offer her personal intention and personal communion for the souls of the priests in purgatory. That day, in addition, each intercessor offers the traditional Eternal Rest prayer and one Hail Mary. When the anchoress of the group registers, a handout with these two prayers and optional additional prayers will be issued. Pro Pace is perfectly fitting to our mission of letting no shepherd be left behind. Anchoresses of Seven Sisters groups can also be an anchoress of a Pro Pace group. Pro Pace bears the formidable assistance of a tri-patronage. The first one, St. Nicholas of Tolentino, Italy, 1245 to 1305, feast day, September 10th. He was an Augustinian priest, mystic, wonder worker, incorrupt. His prayer for the souls in purgatory was the striking characteristic of his spirituality, named patron saint of the souls in purgatory. Number two is St. Catherine of Genoa, Italy, 1447 through 1510, feast day, September 15th. Mystic, admirable work among poor and sick, writer, spiritual advisor, incorrupt. In her treatise on purgatory, she penned, I believe no happiness can be found worthy to be compared with that of a soul in purgatory, except that of saints in paradise. And day by day this happiness grows as God flows into these souls more and more as the hindrance to his entrance is consumed. Sin's rust is the hindrance, and the fire burns the rust away, so that more and more the soul opens itself up to the divine inflowing. The third is St. Gertrude the Great. From Germany, 1256 through 1301, feast day, November 16th. Benedictine nun, mystic, prolific writer. Prayer from Our Lord to St. Gertrude. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Pro Pace members will truly cherish growing friendships with these tri-patrons as they unfold the many facets of purgatory, highlight the indispensable nature of our sacrifices for the holy souls, and strengthen our faith, hope, and love with their undeniable witnesses. Of interest, referenced in the November 2023 communique, is the superb film Purgatory, the Forgotten Church, written and directed by Father John Clote. The book, Purgatory Explained by the Lives and Legends of the Saints, Father F.X. Schoup, S.C.H.O.U.P.P.E., would be a perfect November read. In this detail of Karachi's heart-moving painting, we can readily be made aware of the intimacy between the states of the Church. Prayerful sacrifices of the Church militant invoke an angelic conduit between the Church suffering and the Church triumphant who stretch out in welcome. The graceful foot of Our Lady, charged to crush the head of Satan, stands central and sure in this welcoming committee. As these souls are released from purgatory into the fullness of peace in heaven's embrace, what an army of celestial intercessors we will add to our numbers. Truly, we belong to each other, brothers and sisters in Christ. Through our sacrifices and love for one another, we find authentic and lasting peace. For peace we know, as love we know, is a person. Let us allow him to have that last word here. So this is a quote from Our Lord to St. Gertrude. My love urges me to release the poor souls. If a beneficent king leaves his guilty friend in prison for justice's sake, he awaits with longing for one of his nobles to plead for the prisoner and to offer something for his release. Then the king joyfully sets him free. Similarly, I accept with highest pleasure what is offered to me for the poor souls, for I long inexpressibly to have near me those for whom I paid so great a price. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest, eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Her cell number, 651-283-0929. Her address, 43 Nord Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. The Apostolate Annual Day of Remembrance is the 7th of November for all deceased seven sisters, fasting brothers, and deceased priests for whom we have prayed and fasted. Let us together remember and pray. Mass will be offered for this intention in Rome, Italy, on that day. May they rest in peace. Please consider arranging for a Mass to be offered for this same intention on this date or another date in November. Seven Sisters in and out and about. A heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in October to cover more priests in daily prayer. Additional groups in Canada, Ontario, England, South Yorkshire or Yorkshire, Spain, Malaga, Washington, D.C., and these USA states, Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Our sure mission is in every diocese of every country. Let no shepherd be left behind. Recent and ahead on the calendar, gratitude to Omaha Diocesan Coordinator Katie for organizing an informational, inspirational evening in Columbus, Nebraska on the 10th of October. Lots of encouragement, lots of enthusiasm. Saturday, November 9th, is the annual time of reflection and renewal for the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's in St. Michael at St. Michael, Minnesota, from 8 to 3 p.m. The speaker is Father John Ricardo. This includes adoration, mass, relics, lunch, testimonies, and vendors. All are invited. You don't need to be a Seven Sister to attend. Can still register until November 2nd. Contact Doreen. Her email address, sevensistersstpaul@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. sevensistersstpaul@gmail.com. Also on Saturday, November 9th, an annual retreat in the Diocese of Arlington from 9 to 3 p.m., prayer and thanksgiving. This includes Mass, two talks by Father Jonathan Smith and Deacon Anthony Calderon, Holy Hour, Confession during Adoration, and Fellowship, $20. Bring your own lunch. Or you can order lunch there, I believe. Contact Andrea at sevensistersarlington@gmail.com. Then on Saturday, November 16th, there will be Mass at 9 a.m. with Bishop Ned Schlesinger III presiding, the Cathedral of Christ the King in Atlanta, Georgia. Informational by Jeanette. Lunch, Rosary for Priests to follow, 9 to 1:30 p.m. Free will offering, RSVP to sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Use subject line, RSVP Atlanta. That's Jeanette's email. Saturday, November 23rd, a time of refreshment and spiritual enrichment. Come away with me. Holy Spirit Church in Fargo, North Dakota. 8:30 Mass, talks, fellowship, two meals. Father R. Keller and Jeanette to offer talks. Need not be a Seven Sister to attend. $25. RSVP to Sue Ellen. Her email address, sevensistersfargond@gmail.com. Her phone number, 507-829-2066. Because you asked, a link to limited edition apostolate t-shirts, short and long sleeved, and hoodies. Go to bonfire.com/7-sisters-apostolate or email sevensistersseattle@gmail.com. Now for matters of the heart. From Nicole in Wisconsin. Heartbroken upon recently learning about a priest that left the priesthood, I realized how much our shepherds need our prayers. I feel called to action. From Cynthia in Washington, D.C. One day, a parishioner shared with my friend and I how she prayed for our priest's protection and blessing every time he processed past her after Mass. What a beautiful idea! We began to pray this way too. Soon after, my friend shared this with a priest. He then shared the information about the Seven Sisters Apostolate with us. Here we are! From Denise in Washington, Christ in the Eucharist is the source, strength, and joy of my life. When I heard about this beautiful apostolate, I could not stop thinking about it. A great group of women and I want to say yes to the call the Lord has placed in our hearts to pray and help build up His church. From Carolyn in Minnesota, I have found that praying for our pastor has led me to love our pastor. When our pastor changed, I found it difficult to give my prayer time for the new priest. But as I prayed each week, my heart grew more tender, and I found that I desired to not only pray for him, but to take care of him in times of need. When he was sick with COVID twice, my husband and I made sure he had what he needed to be able to stay secure in the rectory to recuperate. Praying for someone at such an intense level opens one's heart to go above and beyond what one would normally do. From Sophia in Texas, I got to know this apostolate through an EWTN program. I reached out to a sister in Christ to explain the apostolate to join. She shared she was discerning Bible passages she read a night before. With all your soul, fear God and revere His priests. With all your strength, love your Maker, and do not neglect His ministers. Sirach 7, verse 29 through 30. She immediately realized this was God's call for her to join. The mystery of God, as we all know. God used her to confirm His will to me as well. From Lucia in Pennsylvania. When you hear about the apostolate three times, you listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm happy to have found six sisters to join me. Our priest will be giving us the blessing next week. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M. offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14 karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at elijahhelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. elijahhelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest, or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a seven-sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother Leader to register. Lampbearers. Lampbearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website, click on About folder and scroll to bottom, choose In Remembrance, follow the prompts, or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org, and please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Seven Sisters Apostolate, and in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.